Keeping your mind sharp as a tack means you always stay open to learning something new. And welcome to episode 194 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. You have to constantly be doing that. That's non-negotiable. You can't hem or haw on that one. You have to constantly sharpen your skills, hone your craft, and it's going to help you stave off problems that far too many leaders so often encounter when they don't sharpen their skills and hone their craft. And what are those problems they encounter? Well, it seems that lately, and we can move this forward, lately leaders and leaders at all levels are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. And why are they afraid to step in and step up and lead? Because of either of a fear of failure or a fear of being misunderstood or whatever other reason they have to be afraid to just be leaders. Well, guess what? Not on my watch. I'm here to help you every step of the way. My name is Dave Guerra, and let's get started with this episode. So welcome again to episode 194, and today's topic is always stay open to learning something new. As a leader, you have no choice. As a leader, you have to be learning. You have to be growing. And why should you always stay open to learning something new? Well, the moment you stop learning is the moment you stop living. See, we're human beings. We're curious by nature. We want to know. We're born ignorant, and while our parents, for the most part, do a semi-decent job in teaching us, and schools, well, it does a semi-decent job of educating us. The rest, all of the rest, everything is up to us, the individual, to you, to me. It's up to ourselves. It's up to you, the individual. See, some people reach a certain point and decide that they've learned enough. Those are the same people that are always right and you are always wrong. Those are the same individuals that complain about never getting ahead in life. Those are the people that are always blaming others. See, they're those individuals that are stuck in a mindset that refuses to grow. And folks, you know well that, you know, just like I do, in these trying, constantly changing times, being one of those individuals that refuses to learn and grow, well, it's most definitely not being the best individual you can be. It is certainly not moving you towards a better, being better today than you were yesterday. Sadly, they're just going to be the same as they were yesterday. And once you or they remain the same, they stay the same. They are the same. They're not learning. They're not growing. They're dying. And that's sad. So don't be one of those individuals. And you know that. I mean, you're listening to podcasts. You listen to my podcast, which I thank you for listening. But I hope you're also listening to other podcasts out there. There's a bunch of great podcasts out there. And that right there says you want to learn and you want to grow. Folks, why? Because you are leaders. That's right. Leaders are out there doing. Leaders are always learning. Leaders are always growing. And most of all, leaders lead by example. And the future leaders you help create, well, they're watching you. They watch that one key to your success is that you are constantly learning. You're constantly growing. That's going to inspire them to stay open to learning something new as well. That's going to help improve their lives, and that's going to help make their tomorrow better than yesterday. And so aside from inspiring others, there's some benefits that you yourself, as the leader that's learning and growing and staying open to learning something new, you receive when you're learning because, well, staying open, it creates these benefits in you as an individual. At the Natalie Sisson.com website, and Natalie has a great podcast, so check it out, Natalie Sisson, and that's going to be in the show notes. Natalie shares 11 benefits to learning something new, and of course, I'm only going to share a couple of them. I'm not going to share all 11. Check out her website, check out her podcast, and you'll hear all 11. It's really, really great stuff. But number one, it's fun. And she says, why on earth are you learning something if it's not fun? Heck, you know, it's fun. It's fun. You have a hobby. You have something new. You want to learn something new. You want to do something different. And in these trying pandemic, COVID-19, stay-at-home times, we have no choice. You know, we're doing the job. We're doing our work. And again, but we're stuck here. So we're constantly itching and reaching for something new. And hopefully it's not listening to the nonsense of other people, but it's actually opening up and learning something on your own. So make it fun. Next is it creates a sense of accomplishment and pride. Yes, when you learn something, when you do something new and different, you feel a sense of accomplishment, and that builds your pride, that builds your confidence, and that's a good thing. Learning something new will make you happier. Oh, most certainly. Most certainly. I mean, who wants to learn something that's going to make them sad? Well, obviously, sometimes there's going to be some situations where things you learn because you know they're going down this rabbit hole and you don't really truly want to know what's going on, but you definitely want to know what is going on, but you don't really want to hear the answer, or you kind of suspect what the answer is going to be. Well, again, you'd still learn something new. Your brain chemistry changes. That's right. You start teaching your mind to, hey, there's new stuff coming in. Let's open up those, dust off the cobwebs. Let's dust off those boxes in the back of our mind. And let's put in some new stuff in there. And as you start learning more stuff and you start absorbing more, you're going to start you're going to want more. So your brain chemistry changes and your learning speed increases, because as you start learning new things, it's like, okay, what's next? What's next? And it goes that way. And that's a good thing. Next, it staves off dementia. Oh, yes, that's all I've heard. And the Alzheimer's situation, well, there's signs that things might be getting better soon, but for the most part, they're not. And I'm not a medical professional. I just pick up what I hear about that. But they also say, be learning something new. Keep working your mind. Keep working your mind. If you're a right-handed person, start doing things with your left hand. And it'll be clumsy at first, but eventually it gets better. Why? Because you've opened up and you taught your mind. Your mind is now prepared to deal with how to adjust, how to work with something. So if you're right-handed, you write right-handed, well, start trying to just print your name left-handed. And there you go. So you start doing that. So it opens up the mind, and the mind is constantly creating new content, and it's absorbing new data, new information. And so that way it helps push back when you're not using it. It helps stave off the dementia. So by all means, definitely work that. Now, what should you always stay open? What should you do? Or what should you stay open to? What should you stay open to when it comes to learning something new? Well, the answer is real simple. Anything and everything. And I do mean everything. If you never change the car tire, don't you think it's about time to do so? Here's the next one. If you never learn how to properly check your vehicle's fluid levels, learn it now before it's too late. Because when it's too late, that little red light goes on, then it's too late. It is truly too late. Some of those things, it's going to be too late. So you need to start what they call preventative maintenance. So learn how to do that. Have you ever read one of the classics of literature? Then time to crack open a book and get to reading. And do you know how to read? I'm sorry. Do you know how to read? I got ahead of myself. Do you know how to read the daily stock market report? Do you understand how to interpret a stock's candlestick? Do you know the difference between a standard deduction and an itemized deduction? See what I'm getting at? It's classic. Well, except, well, the reading book, you never know. But the other ones all talk about saving you money, making you money. Because if you don't know how to change a car tire, you're going to pay somebody to do that. If you don't know how to properly check your vehicle's fluids, you're going to pay the price and you're going to end up buying a brand new engine. If you know how to read the daily stock market report and how to understand and interpret the stock market's candlestick, you can make some money. You'll know when to buy. You'll know when to sell. Standard deductions versus itemized deduction, again, saves you money. Folks, always be learning. Always be learning. And if you're worried about what other people will think when they catch you reading Wuthering Heights, well, you know what to do to them. Exactly. Just ignore them. Again, they don't want to learn. They are the ones that are stuck in the same place, the same location, complaining about the exact same thing they have been since you first met them. And seriously, how is that growing? Sure, they might be a big fish in their little pond, but take them out of that tiny pond and move them to a bigger pond, and guess what? They will be forced to learn something new, whether they like it or not. And that something new is going to be survival. They're going to be forced to learn. But because they don't like change, they will refuse to leave their little pond, the little pond that they are perfectly happy, knowing deep down that while there is something bigger out there, they have already given up. And you're not that one to give up. You're a leader. So when should you stay open to learning something new? And that question is just the same answer as the other one. Always. as it was earlier, was everything and anything. This is always and all the time. Always stay open to learning something new. Everything is a learning opportunity. In the Army, we had a saying, if it ain't raining, we're training. But we also had, if it is raining, we are certainly training. And what does that mean? It means that every day at any time is an opportunity to be training, to always be training, always be learning something new. You never stop learning. I never stop learning. I learn, I read, I write, I watch videos, I listen to other people talk. Whether I agree with their comments or not is besides the point. The point is I'm open to other people's points of view. It's when we shut off and we just truly believe that only our points of view matter and that's it, and we shut off anybody else's points of view. You know, that's bigoted thinking. It really, truly is bigoted thinking. But understand and know this, that there is always something going on in your life, and that something is a great opportunity to learn something. A great opportunity to hone your skills and refine your craft. And as a leader, you should find opportunities to be learning in everything around you. Your followers will watch you find those opportunities to learn and grow. Your followers will then seize those opportunities and possibilities in those opportunities. So keep all your five senses open out there. Keep them open as you go out and about with your day. Why? Because one, there are no pop-ups. There are no fireworks, no emails, no tweets telling you that an opportunity is about to arrive. So get ready because you're going to be in the perfect place to learn something new. And those don't happen. There's nothing out there. Nobody's going to run up to you. Here's an opportunity. Here's a moment to learn something. And this is what you should be doing. No, they usually tell you after the fact. They don't tell you before because they themselves don't know it is until it's happening. Remember the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? When Augustus Gloop fell into the chocolate river and then he got sucked up in the tube and then the pressure built up in the tube. What did Willy Wonka say? All right. The suspense. He hopes that it lasts. Because now he's going to see what's going to happen. He's seizing that opportunity to grab it all in, bring it all in, and learn from what's going on. And then Charlie says, what's going to happen to Augustus? And Grandpa says, remember when you asked me how a gun works? Well, there is that learning moment for Charlie. There is that teachable moment for Charlie. And then bang, the pressure built and shot Augustus over to the fudge room. Or was it the marshmallow room? It doesn't matter. What does matter is that everywhere around you are teachable moments. You know, right before Augustus fell in, the guy from the, what was his name? I forgot his name. Beauregard, the guy who sold the used cars. He said that he polluted his watershed. Oh, no, that was the other guy. That was Veruca's dad, the guy that's nuts. He said that he polluted his watershed. And, you know, the guy just made an assumption, not knowing that this was a chocolatier or forgetting that this was a chocolatier, and he just assumed it was just another like everybody else. But then Willy Wonka set him straight and said, it's chocolate, a chocolate river. No one else churns their chocolate or mixes their chocolate by the waterfall. So again, teachable moments, learning moments. And yes, I had to reach all the way back to Willy Wonka and a chocolate factory. But again, it goes to show that they're out there. Now, like I said, you have to go out there and seek them out and recognize them on your own, because no one is going to tell you. They're going to happen when they happen. And that's right. That means that while you are always staying open to learning something new, you still have to put in the work to find that something new. So how do you always stay open to learning something new? Well, you keep an open mind. You definitely have to have an open mind. Closed minds, nothing's going to seep in. You have to have a hunger for learning more. Meaning you've already tasted it. You may have traveled a little bit in your younger years, or you may be traveling right now. You may have had some unprecedented opportunities in your life, and now you're ready for more. But you have to have a hunger for it. That's what it means. By your mind changes. Everything changes. All around you, everything changes. Your chemistry, your brain chemistry, the brain, not the mind, but the brain chemistry changes. You have those endorphins that kick in when you're learning something new, and that's a good feeling. And you want to get that feeling again and again and again. So that means you don't just settle for what has been spoon-fed to you. Meaning, sure, we listen to the news, and then far too many people, that's it. They get that spoon-fed, 30-second soundbite, but the whole entire event took hours. But you only get that 20, 30 second soundbite, 30 seconds at the most, unless it's like a very popular music singer, which on a morning show will get like maybe 10, 15 minutes, but the real issue of the day only gets 30 seconds. You see what's being spoon-fed to you? You're not settling for that. And also, how do you always stay open to learning something new? If it makes other people uncomfortable, then you're on the right track. And you always ask why, and keep asking why, and ask why, and ask why. Why is this? Why is that? And it's going to make your four-year-old self, you yourself, when you were 4 years old, it's going to make your four-year-old self proud of you. Because, yeah, when we were that young, we were always inquisitive. We were always asking until somebody set us straight. Until somebody says, you know what, you ask too many questions, just stop it. And usually, sadly, that usually would be our parents. And then in school, only ask questions after you raise your hand. And we were seldom picked. Well, who do we have to blame? Sadly, we blame our teachers. And that's what I'm getting at. That's what I was getting at earlier about education and our parents. Yeah, they do a semi-decent job. They got us here. We've got to handle the rest of it. We have to take on the rest of it. And if we want to be leaders, well, guess what? Remember, if you're a leader, a current leader or future leader, you're a leader. It is your job to be open to learning something new. It will always be your job. It's going to be your job. If you want to be a leader, you have to lead by example. And it is your job to always be learning something new. Folks, it's just that simple. It's non-negotiable because it shows people that you're open to new ideas, new concepts, and you're learning from them and you're building from them and you're becoming a greater leader. And you're seeking out those opportunities and possibilities in those opportunities. And you seize them and you take them and they become yours and you become a better leader. And those that follow you see that and they want to be that because you're leading by example. So always stay open to learning something new everywhere you look, anywhere you look. That's non-negotiable. Alrighty, so we're here at the end of the episode. Thank you for staying. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following along. Any comments, questions, concerns, either leave them in the notes here on the website or wherever you're watching. And as always, you can email me, Dave at DaveGuerra.com or on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word. Again, Instagram, Dave_Guerra. So listen, again, thank you for listening to episode 194. Join me next time, and we're going to continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, listen to each other, learn from each other, and remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. Until next time, take care. Out here.